Well, I at the back.
I got when I was in the Boy Scouts, I got my scholar's badge.
I think that's a lovely way of doing it. I can't do it properly, no. I've tried, but I can't really do it. Sunny did it, though.
It's obviously a great skill, yeah. But you don't, why don't you see it now?
Everybody's got an outboard motor.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Yeah.
So they haven't got the big
people are so lazy. I mean, really, not to put too fine a point of it, but things. They don't use, they don't row boats anymore.
I can still do it.
Can you boat?
Oh, yes. It's big, all right.
Yeah, let's have a demonstration one. But it is amazing, because Ted Uppingham was telling me that he used to row out of the harbour and to Brighton regularly fishing. Rowing.
Yeah.
When you think of it, and he said it was just the day's activity there.
Well, during
things like this.
During the war, my father, the privateers was more or less dead because there was no ships coming in. Or very few.
Really?
And he took up fishing. And any leave I had, I used to come down. We used to row, and we had a tiny little outboard, and we used to go from the harbour right through to Worthing, trawling. And remember that, Sammy? His little boat, my father's boat. He bought a little fishing boat with nets. I've got a book there with all these records
of
his catch.
How much
is it? Does she have a name?
I can't remember it
now. The name of it was
Iona,
wasn't it?
Iona, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised.
It was described
for him. Iona was a good name for
him. And he used to do that to supplement his income because pilots didn't.
Remember the Winton family? The Wintons?
Wintons.
Yes, they were. They were in Shoreham, but they used to have a thing called the Carnival, Winton's Carnival.
What years were these?
I think this was before the First World War.
Oh.
Nice to say that, isn't it?
Stretching people's memories, isn't it?
Well, Sam was.
I remember the old horse-drawn tram that used to run from Shoreham through the Hoe. I wasn't a very old one, sure, but I was with it. I remember having a ride on it with my grandmother. I must have been very small. I used to run along the front. I think it used to start from the hotel opposite the one where we had lunch today. What was the name of that?
The Bar
Arms. I think it used to run from there down onto the front, and it was it was a one horse
tram. My brother can remember that.
Yeah. When you got to the stuffing factory, the Kayser Bomber place.
Yeah.
You go downhill, you see, from there.
Yeah, that's
right. Well, when you got to the bottom of the hill, the spare horse was waiting. They used to change horses there. The spare horse would go on. You'd have two horses to pull you up the other side of the hill, and then the first horse stayed there, and the other one went on to Carlisle Road.
Can you remember when there used to be a station at Kingston Railway Station?
It was a good yard, I think, more, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was Kingston Good Yard, of course. Coalwater is a bridge there. That's what Stinky Bridge runs over. There's over the railway. It runs over the sidings from the main line, doesn't it, to the quay?
I don't know. He talks about it.
Yes, that's what
it's for.
They were taking supplies to build the mystery towers, weren't they?
You see, because that's probably where the concrete fab came about for building these concrete boats. Because you see, they could get the cement there. But that was immediately as you went over Is that the stinky bridge? You go over there. You look over there, and on that side was where the concrete boats were built. And the train used to join the main line, Shoreham Cove. And they had a turn and used to come off to feed the good yard. It doesn't seem 5 minutes since that went.
Oh.
Anyway, that chunk was where these barges were built. I don't know what's on that area now.
They take the bridge away, of course.
Yes, that humpback bridge must have related to it.
Why did they call it Stinky Bridge?
Well, because it was near the
railway.
The Kingston was there, Kingston Pub, just before you got to the bridge, wasn't it?
And wasn't it built originally because they used to have a ferry over to France?
Oh, yes, they did. Well, that was the Kingston Inn was the sort of pub that you visited before you got on the ship for the France.
That's why it was done originally.
Yes, a regular service.
I remember the Kingston Inn because the Barmers ran there, didn't they?
Before they took the
station.
Because it was a great calling place of the pilots, wasn't it?
Kingston Inn.
Saturday morning, whenever it was.
But that would be more or less at the end of the old brewery. There was a brewery.
Right next door. There were a few houses, and then there was the brewery.
Well, I've been in the Bill Kingston, haven't you? There were scrub tables there, actually.
And do you remember the Berglins, Mary? They were next to the brewery, they had a house, and he was a little Frenchman, and they sold Titus lights, they were oil lamps.
Oh,
do you remember them?
The Titus lamps, that's right. Excuse me.
Yeah.
That was the biblical connection with Titus, because there's a biblical connection from the name, isn't there, Titus? That's where it came from. And I think we'll find there was a connection between Titus and Anne of the Lamp, and that's why it's called Titus Lamp.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
We used to go into a warehouse. At the back, and used to assemble them there.
Oh.
And we used to go down there and help pack them. We had three sons and a daughter, all of our age group.
Had two daughters.
Did he?
Peggy married a Berglin, she wasn't a Berglin, there was only one daughter and three boys.
There was, I forget the eldest boy, it was Ted, Johnny was the one of our group, wasn't he, Dave? Johnny Berglin.
Oh, yes.
What was the oldest one? Bob.
That's right.
One of them lived in home,
didn't he? Cross Channel Service probably had a good bearing on the fact the chap there being a Frenchman.
Yes.
Do you remember the old Me Too my father used to race?
Oh.
Behind the schooner. The Sussex Yacht Club had their headquarters behind the town hall there.
We'll have to look at these pictures soon.
Yes.
We'd have to make together. Yeah.
I remember the name. Yeah, I can't remember the.
No, I'll just have a little look at them.
Yeah. I thought about that name the other day because a friend of ours bought a boat that joined in the Dunkirk rescue called I Go Too. That made me think of it the other day.
Your boat was Condor.
The one I lost.
You lost?
Well, after Dunkirk came the follow-up from St. Valerie.
Oh, yes.
Well, I got mixed up on the Dunkirk job. I got back from that safely. That was really interesting. But then the Navy came along one morning and wanted a boat that was seaworthy and ready to go off straight away to continue another sort of salvage operation like Dunkirk from St. Valerie.
Good Lord, I didn't know about that.
Oh, yes. Well, our army was driven back as they cleared Dunkirk.
Yes.
They went along to the west.
Yes.
And a lot of them accumulated at St. Valerie.
Oh.
And there was another small expedition to pick them up from St. Valerie, which wasn't expected at all, you see. And it was an urgent thing. They sent three or four ratings down on the Sunday morning, and I didn't go with them. It took Condor away, and she never came back. But I did pretty well over it in the end, because as a result of losing a vessel in those circumstances, the Navy offered after the war a pool of yachts for anybody who had lost a yacht during the war. They had a selection from them, and from there I selected what is now
Solvig.
Laughing Water name was. Yes, Solvig. A very nice boat. You'd be better. Yes. And I only had it about 3 weeks with my mother and Solvig. You don't want to have anything like that. It's too expensive to keep that one like that. And he kept it in the end until he died.
That was Laurie
Legg. He changed the name from Laughing Water to Solvig. That's right. She's still Solvig, isn't she?
Yes.
I believe she's in the 80s now.
She could be.
Yes. Oh, that's not the one that Nigger Moyle's been on, is
it?
Yes.
It is, isn't it?
And I thought you said that the boat he was on, we went to the Thames.
No, that's Haiti, but long to Tinker Jay, the plating man. No, the boat that he had spent time on was the other one that was the Fair Mile B. Excuse me. Pericles.
Not Percy Payne.
No.
But Percy Payne, who was he? I hear that name a lot.
He's a builder, or was. I don't know if he's still the same family, but then also he used to race his
Let me just clean this out.
He used to race a yacht. Percy Payne and another one.
I just have a sip if it doesn't stop.
I know Sam gets a tendency to this, so we will.
I've got a knot.
I shouldn't have given you that piece of tape.
That's what it comes with. Right.
Society. She had whole lists of people's nicknames in South. Yeah. Oh, yes. Now, we've got a list of names, of Southwick names in the museum, and I was going to suggest that they might be, in fact, I was going to bring it up, that they might be actually donated to the Southwick Society, because they are Southwick names.
Yes.
And they're nicknames.
There was Fairy Page, and there was another lady, her name really was Mrs. Peacock, and she knew everything. They used to call her the Evening Argus.
Asher Sterney.
Do you remember? Is that anything to do with what you might call your boat Arthur Sterney? Asher Sterney.
Asher Sterney. He used to play cricket with me, and he could hit one too.
Wasn't he a porter on the railway?
Yes.
Sam said Arthur Sterling was Pussy Sweet's boatman for years.
Oh.
And Sam had a nice launch, and he named it Arthur Sterling.
Oh,
and he's given it to the yacht club now, and it's still in the yacht club, Arthur Sterling. Lovely old thing.
Yeah. It's difficult, isn't it? Don't worry. Don't worry. At the top of the green, I don't know if the lady is still alive, I shouldn't be surprised, but her daughter was in the same class as I was at school. And I was helping with a Southwick Society plate several years ago, I think before we moved here, we've been here 10 years. And she came up to me and she said, "I understand you're a Mrs. Blaker." So I said, "Yes, that's right." She said, "I'm Mrs. Randall. So should I live at the top of the green?" So I said, "Are you Laurie and Randall?" So she said, "Yes." So this was the girl that was at school with me.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, "I can remember your aunt. She used to teach me at the Methodist school on the front." So I said, "Well, she could." It wasn't me. It was my husband's family, you say.
Mm-hmm.
And this left us on a trail because we're doing a family tree. But we got nowhere with this. There were two sisters, right? There was Aunt Maud and Aunt Flo, and they were teachers there, and they had certificates and everything that came across. But when we got to the Methodist Church, I went to the one in Southwick Street and Roman Road, and went there. I didn't know the poor man was moving the day before he was moving. And from there, he approached Laurie and Randall's husband, I can't remember their name at the moment, and he said, "I had been there." And Laurie and Randall's husband used to live next door to us in Victoria Street, Southwick.
Oh, right.
So he came up to me and said he was most perturbed, but he would have liked to help me. He told me to go to a church in Portland Road, where I came up against the brick wall. He wasn't going to divulge anything. He did say, "Well, I've got a lot of information here. If you like, just sit in the church and do it yourself." Mm. So I said, "I'm quite prepared to do that." Well, he said, "Well, I haven't got the time to stay here with you." So anyhow, he said, "I'll look into it." Nothing happened. So I thought, well, I'll make you feel uncomfortable. So I sent him a cheque for all his troubles. To a charity of his call. But then we were told that the records were cut. Kept at a London church, no, London Road church, and that had been demolished, so we just went round in a circle there. But we could find nothing else there.
We didn't go to the West Sussex,
he said that he had this information, quite a lot of information of the Blakers of Port Slade, and he sent me a whole wad, even to where they're buried, but we've already done that in St. Nicholas Church. But that doesn't marry up because in information we've accrued, they weren't wealthy people. But the Blakers he's got, and they've got the same names, they lived in the manor house. And one lived in Selby House, and I think the other one was Neck House. And he's told us all the old pathways they walked and everything, a whole lot of it. So he's going to come down and see us. But I don't know why he's doing the Blakers. He seems very interested in it.
He's a very good local historian. He is particularly interested in oral history, and that's why he's part of our team doing this.
Now, we thought it might be a good time to clean the table off and bring up some of the photographs of Elvira. Should I bring your box over?
Yeah, you should bring your box over, because you'll stay here all night.
Well, we won't stay too long, because I think Sam will have to come back again.
I must have put some things elsewhere, because you know the books the pilots used to have? There's one that pulls right out, and it gives you the whole of the harbour, right up to all the basin. And I can't find that. I've got a horrible feeling.
Good Lord! Now, you want to concentrate and focus on what the harbour and the pilots. The harbour and the pilots, especially.
So you don't want these
sort
of things. Well, a relation of ours has done the whole lot right back to 1200, but he won't let us have the information.
I'll take just take what you like, and I'll put the rest on the side.
Well, because he's an academic, and he's written
the book. Well, is this the book? So why don't I put these on the side?
Yeah, well, there's more photos in there.
Yeah, but why don't we do one at a time? Should I put that on a chair over here so you can sit down again, Audrey?
You have to come round the side of the room.
Okay.
And Sam might be able to elucidate a little bit. Now, how this all came about, we never had a photograph of Bert's grandparents. And Mary, Bert's sister, she handed a lot of...
Why don't we have her... you sit here, David.
A lot of memorabilia over to us when she moved from Woking to Worthing. And these photographs were in it. And we didn't know who these people were. Well, about 5 years ago, she came, said, I've got some more memorabilia for you. And it was a very old wallet. It was threadbare. It was leather, but it was threadbare. And there were, like, little pochettes in it. And I said, there's something in here, but how are we going to get it out without damaging it? But we eventually, very warily, did it with a pair of eye tweezers. And that is Bert's grandfather and his grandmother on their wedding day. And these little bells were in the pochettes with them.
Oh, how sweet!
At St. Nicholas Church, Portslade.
Well, That's Morris, you want to come around this side? Or?
That's in the shadow.
That's right.
Can we put it down?
That's better.
Yeah. Now, this, we think... is Bert's father here. There's his grandfather, and we think this is Bert's father here. But this is taken in the harbour, Southwick Harbour, but we don't know who the other digger. This man looks like some eminent person, because he's got a chain there. Whether these people are other pilots or what, we don't know.
They're dignitaries of the council.
But that actually is Bert's grandfather there. He is in the Master Mariners Ashore. Yes, I've seen the
Do you know anyone, Sam?
Is that with a beard? He's got a beard, isn't he?
And there's this gentleman with a bowler hat. I don't know if he's something to do with the harbour. Office or what? It's the houses over there, so it looks as if it... The boat's like going towards the locks.
It's like a pontoon in the locks, in the canal.
In the canal, yes.
That's where we think it is.
Oh, I see, yes. That could almost be the schooner, couldn't it?
It's through the locks, it's at the, the canal end of the locks.
Looks like the stern of a boat.
It does,
Looks like a walkway, a plank, doesn't it?
Oh, it looks like a spar almost there. Now, which was the other one you were calling?
Now, this is Bert's grandfather. We know that from that. You see, he's got his name after all these years.
My great grandfather was a Frederick Dyer Blaker, who was a market gardener in Portslade.
Can we turn the page? Now, this is Bert's grandmother, who lived at Galveston House on Ada Terrace. And we think this is your father's brother, don't we?
Yeah.
Frederick Dyer Blaker. And from photographs, we think this lady is this boy's aunt.
Thank you, sir. After all these boats, when the pilot joined the boat, he had to buy a share in the
flying boat.
Well, that later on, of course, in the diesel boat.
More expensive.
It was quite a big item.
Yes. Oh, yes. Look what they've got two now, haven't they?
Well, I think they've still got a second one. But I mean, when you come to buy one now, it's best part of £100,000.
Oh, yes, yes.
So he was succeeded by R. Carruthers.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died a long time before death.
Yeah, did he? Mm.
Here's some of the ships. This is the one he piloted in with the Duke of Edinburgh on board. It's the first big ship they brought in.
The first ship they bought through the new locks.
William Walker.
He had to go up to the Thames. And
William Walker?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm. Well, when that picture was taken, I was standing here.
Well, I've got a lot, so you... Were you on the key? Because I've got some of them when they were on the key.
Have I heard of that?
Is that yours?
One of the
I took that one at Mary's, that one. I always liked that one.
I hammered quickly to get the train to run through the...
He was joking at me. He looks like his father a bit.
Yes. And this is the Me Too. There's the Coast Guard cottages and what's the name of that road now that goes up? The police station used to be at the end. Began with a C, I think. Yes. But that's the Me Too.
Yes.
That's about as far as okay. This is the Carruthers. You might be here on there.
Well, that's me, isn't it?
Yes, there's Sam. Mm.
Now what was this that?
This is the pilot's wives along there.
Well, that was
yes, I've seen that.
That was the presentation of the
you there,
Dad Yacht Club to the cadets because we used to let them use a lot of the stuff to the branch of the sea cadets. Yes, that was Admiral Williams on there.
There's a lot of the pilots in here, isn't there?
Oh, yes. I know one or two of them. Oh, I think most of them are still there, I guess.
I think Trenchard's there, and Mortimer's there, and Carruthers is there.
What year are we talking about?
It was 1968.
Yeah, it was 1968.
Oh,
yes, it was James
Cameron. That's right. Yes, that was taken on the green, that one.
On the green?
Mm.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can wonder where it must be.
There's David.
That's the Hugh Dawson.
Oh, yes.
That's the Hugh Dawson.
This is Bert's mother and father's golden wedding.
Where was he?
Admiral, he was...
Dick's on that.
Admiral in command of reserves. Vivian, was it? Vivian? Yeah. I forget the name. Mm. Yeah, that's it. Oh, yes, this you might have picked that up. Careful, your father.
You remember the Charmans?
Okay.
El Charman. You go around there and have a look at this next one.
Oh, yeah. El Charman.
This one, David.
Yeah, David, you should come on this one. You know what we could do? We could put the table that way.
I'm taking up the major player.
There's El Charman.
Can you move the table that way just a bit? And then more people can come around this side.
That's right.
No, Sam, you're just fine where you are.
Yes.
Sam, you just stay right where you are.
Is that El Charman there? Yeah. Oh, that's him.
That's Bert.
That's El Charman, the clock.
Yes,
he was the engineer of the lifeboat.
Oh, is he?
And that's it, the witch is his mother.
Bert.
I'm the Chinaman.
Good I don't Lord. Know who that is.
That'd be Dick.
It looks like Dick. Yeah, that's Dick.
That's in Rectory Gardens.
That's Dick.
This is Bert and Dick. And what was the other kiddie's name?
Wingate.
Oh. You can see the old customs house there. Look, the lighthouse in the background.
Oh, yes.
This is Bert.
Yeah. It's a nice one of you, your mother.
Another one of Bert. Mm. And this is the family.
That's the house.
That's the back of Grant's house.
Oh, yes. That's Jack, Mary, and Dick. Right. Oh, yes. Mm. Right. You know what's interesting is you haven't labelled these photographs.
Yeah, well, I've I haven't got them all in albums yet.
Oh, my gosh. You get a slight
thing. That's the...
This is Bert again and Jack, and Dick and Mary. That is
the stables the Red Lion.
Yes,
Bert used to ride. And that's Bert on the tennis court.
That's at St Julian's tennis court.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Holloway.
Yeah.
Dickie Lord.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
That's Bert.
What were they called, the Virginians?
Virginia. I've never even heard him play a comb, let alone an instrument. This is Jack. This is Jack's baptismal certificate. Now that's Jack as a young man, and these are Royal Air Force cards he sent home. And this is Jack and Bert. Yes,
they look fresh and young. Golly, what's happening?
Now you look at that.
Young in those days.
You look at that.
What's going on?
And that one.
Yes.
Aren't they alive?
Yes.
And this is Bert and a friend of his, Johnny, that went all through the war with him, and his sister Mary and Jack.
I'm fine, thank you.
This is cards Jack sent home, and that's just a proof one. And this is Mary's silver wedding. It's Bert, Jack, Dick, and Mary, the four of them.
This is my school,
What year was that, the Mary's silver wedding?
She was married in
1942, 52. What's that one, do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. That might be the vessel.
This one.
So right in the entrance of the house.
Should I slip those in this envelope?
That is a picture of the old pilots.
Oh.
Do you know any of those, Sam?
Sam Atherton, Fred Grant, Hiram Maynard, Walter Hatcher, George Kirk, and Bill Young.
That's a great photograph.
Isn't it lovely?
That's new. And that was
Pickenhouse's
father, I think, on the left. Sam.
Oh, is that Sam Atherton?
Sam Atherton.
That's one of John Powell's.
Christmas card. Now, what's that of?
That's Fred
Grant. Where's that? Is that? This is the watch house.
That's Fred Grant, isn't it? Is that Fred Grant?
Sam, if that's Fred Grant?
From left to right there, Sam Upperton. Is this Sam Upperton?
No, the left.
That one there.
That's Fred Grant.
Fred Grant.
Yeah, that's gone.
Hiram Maynard. Walter Hatchard. George Cobb. And Bill Young.
Yeah. 1948 it's got on.
Yes, down
in the corner.
Oh,
yes, 1948.
And was it a club then, or was it owned by
Holwood?
Yes, it was a club. The Brussels was the boat at the south end.
You were asking about the old Stella, Tattered Steamer.
There she is. Timmy's got a wonderful picture of her in the pool. In the Moore's House, isn't it?
That's
right.
Isn't it in the big one? Is it in the big
one? Yes, the Stella's in the big one, yes.
Yeah, there's the old story. Yeah, that might be about like the old
Horbury or something like that.
One of those, that's right.
Or is it the Arundel?
Well, I think that's a bit before our time, yeah. But the Arundel was fairly new ship.
The Arundel had a funnel stern, didn't she?
Yeah. And the floor. I don't know if
There's our old friend John Powell.
Oh, how lovely. Yes. Of course, I didn't know him in those days.
He's got a stone up there.
That's a good picture of him, isn't it?
We talked vaguely of trying to get an exhibition of John Powell's paintings in the Marlepin sometime, and asking people to loan pictures. Yeah. It would be rather nice, actually.
But it's not one of his that I got in the cottage. Did you see it, of a cruiser up against the quay?
He did one for Joy, but she didn't like it. She said the colours were too dull. She bought one.
Oh, no, wasn't it? She wouldn't have bought this one. This will be about the time.
Oh, lovely, that's nice.
Oh, lovely, oh, yes, yes.
Yeah,
These are just to the ship going in the new locks. The Arundel. You want to see that? I think that, I'm not sure, I think that's my father looking at
the eyes. That's, yes.
See, the breathing is one of the latest sites that they've ever built.